Simba and it's Radio Life and Style, of course. And where are we heading right now? If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And I told you we were going to be playing your game next. Well, I mean, I'm playing the Cardigans in the background, their favorite game. But if you have not yet experienced a thing called Mind Game Escape, well, I think it might just be your favorite game this summer as we head into the festive season. And what is the whole story? Have you heard the name Mind Game Escape? If you haven't, now you have. And we're about to dive into the whole story right here on Radio Life and Style. In the studio with me is a man who knows his way out of an escape room. And Josh Pillay from Mind Game Escape is in the studio to unpack this really interesting concept. Josh, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Hey, I'm excited to get lost and to find my way out of the escape room. For those who don't know anything about Mind Game Escape and escape rooms in general, what exactly is an escape room and how does it work?
So yeah, an escape room is like an immersive experience with a group of players, normally up to around 7 or 8 people, and it usually involves a time of like at least 60 minutes or even more. And so you go through various puzzles and other fun stuff inside.
Wow, so it's a kind of like a group experience.
100%, lots of teamwork.
Great for a family or a group of friends. And let's talk about the concept of this escape room thing. How did the concept of an escape room like come about? Where does this idea come from?
I think, so with a bit of research, I think escape room started in early Japan around the 2000s. It started off as video games, and so from there it became such a hit. It went globally, and so yeah, most of the European countries as well, they just started pushing it out, and your people loved it.
Because it is a bit of a phenomenon.
Yes, 100%.
It spread around the globe. Now it's arrived in Belito, well, in Salt Rock, and we're going to talk about this. But for those who are scratching their heads and trying to wrap their brains around this one, what makes escape rooms so popular as an activity for groups and families, would you say?
Love that you asked that. It's a fantastic way to bond with a family, group of friends, even corporates, team buildings, lots and lots of fun for the whole family, and just anyone in general here.
Amazing. Can you describe the kind of puzzles or the challenges that people can expect to face at Mind Game Escape?
I guess that's a surprise for most of it, but it involves lots of logical hands-on puzzles, some brain thinking here and there, hidden clues, deciphering codes, lots of manipulating objects, and yeah, lots of fun puzzles for you guys.
This is so cool. And often, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a kind of a theme or a story that overrides the whole thing.
100%.
So what are some of the themes or stories that your rooms feature, and how do they immerse participants?
Mm-hmm. Lucky for you, we have various themes. We've got a very popular room called the Forgotten Temple. That's like a Jumanji, Indiana Jones kind of room.
Cool.
We've got like a hidden bunker. And lots and lots of various themes there for you guys.
That's awesome. And looking at sort of your target market, mm-hmm. Give me a rundown of the sort of suitable age groups, or who would you recommend as being sort of the right age to tackle one of your escape rooms?
Mm. So like most of our rooms is designed for a group of up to ages 12 and up, due to like the various complexities of it. But it is for lots of people above that age there.
Super. And how do you come up with the concepts for the puzzles and the storylines? I mean, it gets quite involved, this stuff.
I guess that's a secret for you, but it involves lots and lots of collaborative processes. It starts off as a simple storyline, and we work through a theme, and then we design the puzzles from there.
And I can imagine that it's a really involved process. I mean, what goes into designing and building an escape room? How long does that process take?
Yo, it's a really challenging process of doing that is around at least 1 to 3 months of just designing.
Wow.
Putting in the puzzles, the work of it, the way the mechanism starts. On average, about 3 months.
That's amazing. And what kind of skills or strategies are most important for success in an escape room?
I would say teamwork and communication, 100% there.
Communication is key. And you've been obviously guiding people or you know, providing this experience for for a while now. What are some of the common mistakes that people tend to make when trying to escape one of these rooms?
I'd say the biggest one is overthinking. A lot of people look at puzzles, even though we say think out of the box, but like, I would say overthinking. The puzzle will be straight in front of you and people won't even look at it that way. So you're overthinking.
Well, I think that's obviously the strength then when you've got a group together, and you might have some people who are more tend to overthink and others that tend to be more straight down the line.
100%.
Pool those collective brains together. What's the fastest that anyone has ever escaped one of your rooms?
Yo, we've had people do the rooms in like 20 minutes, even below. Really? 19 minutes was our fastest time for like all of our, well, one of our rooms. But
that is not the typical story.
No. the average time for our rooms is at least 45 to 50 minutes.
Okay, sometimes longer.
Yeah, sometimes longer.
And what would you say sets your escape room apart from others?
So we at Mind Game, hence the name, we focus on lots of mind games with you guys, various puzzles and brain thinking. So that's what we aim to look for, to challenge your minds in an immersive way.
Amazing. You've built a brand and a following around this experience. And do you have any upcoming new rooms or events that listeners should look out for?
Well, lucky for you, Belito listeners over here, we have an upcoming medieval magic escape room.
Wow.
So like King Arthur's time, lots of magical stuff in that room that's upcoming.
Oh, that's gonna be hot. And looking at a timeline on that, do we know when it'll be launching?
It should launch soon, at least in a week or two.
Okay, so it's ready. It's ready for summer.
100%.
And what's the funniest or most memorable thing you've seen a group do while trying to escape?
These group of guys, they just laid out on the floor with a paper, and they solved the whole room by just sitting on the floor. But they didn't escape though. But
they figured it out.
Yeah, they figured it out, but they just laid out flat on the floor.
You got to take action. You can't just lie down. Are there any unsolvable rooms, or do you make sure that everyone has a chance to escape?
I wouldn't say unsolvable. Everybody can solve a room if you put your mind to it. But pretty much there. I would say maybe our Order of the Nine. That room is a hardest rated challenging room. That's a 4.5 out of 5 difficulty. So only like 30% of people make it.
Wow.
Out there. Yeah.
So that would be something to tackle once you've cracked a few of the others.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. You have to play a few rooms to get through it.
Amazing. And how many different rooms or experiences do you currently have on offer?
We have up to 6 different experiences. We have 3 here at the Belito Lifestyle, and we've got another 3 at Mshlanga Chartwell.
Wow. Okay. And how can listeners book an experience? And do you offer special deals or group rates?
100%. We have various team building packages, party packages for the whole family, friends, and fun. So bookings are on our website. Super simple, super easy. Just head over, choose a room, choose a time, and done.
Bam. And what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone trying an escape room for the very first time?
Don't be afraid to communicate with your team. That is really essential. I think most people tend to like lead it on their own, but yeah, 100% communicate with your team and work together.
There we go. You're getting the scoop here on Mind Game Escape. And if you're looking to experience it for yourself this summer season on the Dolphin Coast, well, live escape rooms opening soon. In Salt Rock, the adventure awaits at Tiffany's Shopping Center. You're hearing it here exclusive on Radio Life and Style. Book online at www.mindgame.co.za. Go and do it now if you've got your smartphone in your pocket or if you're at your desk. Check out the website and make sure that you're booking your spot for some seriously cool teamwork this summer season. And Josh, thanks for giving us the word on Mind Game Escape, man. We're really excited for the Salt Rock experience to come online, and we're definitely going to need to have a little chat again once I've tackled it, once I've put my time in.
You have to.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, and you'll be experiencing it real soon. mindgame.co.za. Go check it out for yourself now.